Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, cherished listeners of IRIB English Radio, through a transformative experience. I'm Zainab, your host on Islamic upbringing. Let's embark on a journey into the depths of raising children in line with Islamic values. Our experts' answers are rooted in the noble Quran and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Will illuminate your path. So today in our studio we have with us a guest speaker, Brother Miqdad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, brother.
Thank you, and to all the listeners, inshallah, my salams to all of you.
So Brother Miqdad, we have another question from a parent. She's a mother. She's saying, what can I do to help my 7-year-old son keep his room clean? Despite my efforts to communicate and make him understand, he continues to scatter his toys around the room. Even when he eats, I have to repeatedly remind him to bring his plate to the kitchen or wrap up things. I have noticed he watches shows about helping your mom, but his behavior contradicts that. Should I consider consulting a doctor, or do you have any suggestions on what should I do?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. No, I don't think there's a need to consult a doctor. I don't think it's necessarily a physical inability or a physical illness necessarily. A couple of points that comes in mind. Firstly, kids are different. All kids are different. Some kids are a bit more careless than others. See, there are some types of kids that are very neat, very organized, like things to be done in a particular way. They're very, sometimes even to the extreme of being sometimes paranoid, all right, or having a very precise way of doing things in a very unflexible way. And you have some kids that are completely the opposite. They're careless about things, right? Things can be all messed up. They're carefree, right? Things are all over the room. They might not even notice it. If you ask them, can you see the room is dirty? I was like, I didn't even realize it was dirty, really? Right? So kids and even adults are like that. Some adults are like that as well. They're carefree about their surrounding, and they don't have this attention towards being organized and structured and neat. So right. We have to firstly appreciate that difference, but obviously it doesn't mean that we can allow it to become a hindrance to important skills and important moral traits of being organized, being clean and neat. So that's very important. So having attention towards personality differences are very important, but we need to slowly train towards the ideal. I'll come back to what can be done and some practical tips, but before I say this, the point about watching your mom or watching shows about helping your mom, obviously this shouldn't be done too much, but this contradiction in behavior is not something that's very
serious,
because as I mentioned, it's not necessary that children apply directly or straight away what they've learned. Sometimes this learning happens, it remains images, it remains concepts that stay in their mind, and then later on it turns into something that's practical. Children are like that. And especially when children, it goes against their natural instinct. For example, right now that we have a child who's completely carefree, helping the mom is there, they've understood it, but it doesn't necessarily manifest itself in action, which is, I don't think, such a big deal. Obviously reminding the mom that she shouldn't point out, though, that you've watched this, but you don't do it, kind of constantly negatively taunting him and negatively reminding him that you're not doing what you watched, it will be have a worse consequence, worse result than necessary. So that's something that we should be doing.
So first of all, this mother should be she should not be concerned so much, because you're saying like, shall I consult a doctor? So first of all, it's not a that serious problem. There are personality differences. She should understand this and appreciate this. Number two, yes, her concern is perfect at its place. She should not let this become a habit or a hindrance in the way of learning skills, of to be organized and to be, you know, keep surroundings neat and clean. And then again, if she finds that he's watching the shows wherein his behavior contradicts with that, she should not be using it to taunt him. We will delve more deeper into this after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5 years old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We are with Brother McDowell, and we're discussing a question by a mom who is concerned why her 7-year-old is not organized. So first of all, Brother said that it's not a big concern. Different children have different personalities. Children are different, and it's appreciative. However, we should not let this develop into a habit or a hindrance in the process of learning skills to be organized.
So firstly, at the age of 7, children have some level of ability to understand that there are certain rules, certain regulations, certain ways of doing things at home. So whilst you remind the child every time, it's fine to remind every time and encourage to remind every time that, look, your room needs to be cleaned, or the table needs to be picked up, or this toy needs to be put away, you can bring about a level of strictness to it, right? So for example, we won't be having dinner until the room is clean, for example. Or you won't be going swimming or football, for example, until your room is clean. So this level of strictness kind of encourages him more that, look, if I want to do certain things, then I need to make sure that I'm clean, I'm organized. So this is, that level of strictness is fine, right? Okay. Because they're at that age now, they can understand instructions, they can understand, especially if the things that you put across are linked together, right? You show them, look, naturally, if you want to go out, you can't leave the house when the house is so messy, right? Or for example, after dinner, we're going to be playing a game together as a family, right?
But only organized children will be allowed to.
Exactly. Unless the table is picked up, then we can't move on to the game, right? It's very natural, right? We can't leave the table that as it is and then move on to something else. Let's first clean up the table and then we can do it. So firstly, you can have this level of strictness with a child. Encourage him and make sure that he does it or she does it. And even help them in this at the beginning as much as you can help them, but let them do the work themselves as well. Like, you shouldn't be, they should feel that they're doing the work as well.
Right.
Another point is to show them how and why it's important as well. Right. So for example, when it comes to a not a clean room, you can teach them, like, if you don't find your own things, it's because the room is dirty, right? If you are able to clean your room, then you find your things that you're looking for. Imagine a child is looking for a particular shirt they want to wear, but they can't find it because the room is so messy. So kind of show them why it's important to be clean. Show them that there's a purpose why it's nice to be organized. And it feels nice as well. One of the things you could do as well is once you've cleaned your room nicely, then make them pay attention to the fact that, look, it feels really nice to have a clean room, right? Look around, see how clean the room is, how the bed is nice, the cupboard is nice, the floor is clean. How does it feel? Ask them how does it feel. And then right. they'll realize that, look, yes, it does feel actually quite nice when the room is clean.
Right.
So to show them that there is a not just a physical benefit for it, like finding your stuff, but also psychological benefit as well. You feel better. Your thoughts are more clear. You feel a bit more happier. These are important psychological
Make
results.
Make them realize why, these benefits.
Why we clean.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll discuss more with you, brother, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, Allah will be merciful to his servant for his intense love for his child.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Brother Miqdad, and we are helping the parents who are facing the challenge with children who are really messy, who are really unorganized. And Brother Miqdad is helping us with some beautiful tips. Yes, Brother Miqdad.
Another point is to teach them how it's done. Sometimes children are careless, or carefree rather, or unorganized because they don't know how to be organized. They don't know how it's done. So, and sometimes parents assume that everybody should know how to do it or assume that children know how to do it, but not realizing that their children don't really know how it's done. So one of the things you can do is teach them how to use a sponge, for example, teach them how to hoover one day or vacuum clean. Teach them how to organize things, even make space for things. You see, children don't necessarily know how to organize their toys, organize their clothes. You could, for example, take the cupboard, empty the cupboard, and then put stickers everywhere. So look, this is the place for the shirts, this is the place for the trousers, this is the place for shorts, this is the place for socks. And you can label them, right? Make them do it as well as an activity, for example, that label the whole cupboard, for example, or label your whole drawer, for example, so you know where things go. So you've not only taught them how it's done, you've also helped them and assisted them to organize themselves. And so then that will really help and go a long way to show. So next time when they want to organize things, they know how it's done and they know where to put things and they know also where to find it as well. So they also will then appreciate the benefit of being organized.
Right.
It goes without saying that as parents as well, we need to be careful that we too are organized and clean. So our own room should be neat and clean as well. We can't expect children to have a clean cupboard and a clean room when ours is not clean. So the parents' room should also be clean. When children see their parents' room and see the kitchen, for example, how it's clean, then they'll be more willing to help in this duty. If you have brothers and sisters, especially younger ones, especially under the age of 7, you can also turn this into a game or a competition to really encourage as much as possible to clean. But definitely, it's something that's really worth doing. Getting children to do the chores at home, getting the children themselves to clean their bedroom, to be organized, is part of the learning and really important as well. Just that we have to do it in a nice way, that it shouldn't feel too heavy.
Right. And this discussion reminds me of my husband went for a 40-day trip to another state, like Mashhad, to study a particular course. And he reminded my son of taking care of your mother when I'm not home and be responsible, do not be messy, be organized. And I also have a 7-year-old, and he was like, he was trying to be very organized, and he would also teach his 3-year-old brother to be organized. And then he was like, whenever he was trying to be organized and asking him to help him to be organized, and he would always tell him, see, when I am not home, you are the, and the authority is on you, so you be more organized. So I was amazed to see this 3-year-old also, who is so much messy, trying to be more responsible and trying to be, you know, more organized, or helping in you know, cleaning the room and other things. Thank you so much, brother, for being with us and sharing those beautiful tips with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.